Hello, GWA. So, I decided I would make another true story kind of audio. It's currently 4:30 in the morning. Oh my god. I can't sleep. So, I didn't really like the last story I posted just because I felt like it was kind of straightforward and a little bit boring, so I thought I would tell you all my other best sexual story, I guess. And it's the story of the time I was fingered on the dance floor of a club. Oh my god. Okay. So, I was living in Massachusetts at the time. And a group of my friends wanted to drive to Rhode Island for like a birthday weekend. It was one of their birthdays and they wanted to go to a club down there. So I ended up driving like a group of four of us, and we all met down in Rhode Island and we all got a hotel room. There was only like four beds and then like a pullout couch. But there was like 12 of us going. So, we checked in at the hotel room and we kind of like pre-gamed a little bit. And then we went to the club. And I had been to clubs before, but like I'm very shy in real life. I'm extremely shy in real life. And when I get drunk, I become very not shy. So I had been drinking all night and we were all dancing together kind of like in a big group, and then all of a sudden I feel someone behind me kind of like dancing on me. So I turn around and it's actually like a pretty good looking guy. So I start dancing with him, and after like a song or two, I put my arms around his neck and we end up making out. And he's just got his hands all over me, like running up and down my legs, touching my ass, and know what possessed me to do this, but I was wearing like high-waisted like jean shorts, like Daisy Duke shorts, like very short jean shorts, and I grabbed his hand and I kind of like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm about to say this. I pretty much grabbed his hand and like shoved his fingers up, kind of like up, I guess, the side of like the leg of my pants. Like I said, they're very short, so he very easily just like slipped under my underwear and started touching me on the dance floor, like surrounded by all these people. And so we stopped. And he asked me if he can buy me a drink. So we go over to the bar and I am just all over him. Like, I'm kissing his neck while he's like ordering a drink, and the bartender kept giving us dirty looks. I think he knew like that I was just a fucking mess. So while we're waiting for the drinks, I sit down on one of the stools and the guy stands kind of like in between my legs, and he starts touching me again. He continues to finger me like right there while we're sitting at the bar. So I have no doubt many people saw us, if not at least the bartender, because the bartender was just fucking sick of us at that point. And so he ended up asking if he could come back to the hotel room with us, and I talked to my friends and they were cool with it. So we had all Ubered to the club because nobody wanted to drive. But I ended up driving with him back to the hotel room, which was very stupid. He could have easily just driven me anywhere he wanted to, but he was a decent guy, so he did drive me. He drove me to the hotel, and the whole ride there, he had his hand on my knee, or he was holding my hand or something like that. But it was very nice. And then when we got to the hotel room, we stayed up for probably another hour or two, just continuing to drink and stuff. And then finally, when everybody decided they wanted to go to sleep, while we were laying down, we kind of were just fooling around, touching each other under the covers and making out while everybody else kind of settled in to go to sleep. And then once all the lights were off, I threw back the covers and got on top of him, and we were both completely naked at this point. We had like taken off all of our clothes, and I get on top of him and I just start riding him, and we're making out and just having sex. And at one point, I don't know who it was, but someone, they like shushed us, like they were like, shh, be quiet, or something like that. So I think we were being kind of loud, but he ended up finishing inside me because I was on birth control at the time. And then we ended up, you know, falling asleep after that. And in the morning he left. We got ready to go back to Massachusetts, and that was it. And it was kind of like a one night stand type deal. It's the only one night stand I've ever had. And it's also the most, I think, the most interesting sexual story I have. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening. And I will talk to you all soon, or you'll hear from me soon.